Welcome to the Ovation Healthcare Learning Institute podcast, your source for informative and inspiring conversations around the world of healthcare. Join us as we dive deep into the dynamic landscape of independent healthcare, exploring innovative solutions to modern challenges, and enhancing the patient experience. Hear from the individuals and organizations making a positive impact on the industry and bettering the health and economic wellness of their communities. In each episode, we bring together thought leaders, healthcare professionals, and industry experts to discuss the latest trends, technologies, and best practices. Whether you're a provider, a patient, or simply interested in the ever-evolving world of healthcare, this podcast offers valuable insights, expert opinions, and real-life stories that will leave you informed and inspired. Subscribe today and be a part of the Ovation Healthcare journey. Hey everyone, welcome to the Ovation Healthcare Learning Institute podcast, where we talk about the dynamic landscape of healthcare. We are thrilled you're here to join us. I'm your host, Caitlin Moyer, Manager of Content and Technology for the Ovation Healthcare Learning Institute. In today's episode, we'll be speaking with John Waltko, Ovation Healthcare's Vice President of Regulatory and Financial Reporting. John is a senior level consultant with 40 years in the healthcare industry. He specializes in Medicare and Medicaid program payment issues, underlying Medicare and Medicaid program regulations, monitoring of developing federal public policies, and estimating payment impacts and operating challenges such policies have on healthcare providers. Thank you for joining me today, John.
It is a pleasure to be here today.
Tell us a little bit about the Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement series and what it entails.
Sure, absolutely. The Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement series is a curriculum that allows healthcare professionals to obtain a high-level knowledge of reimbursement systems across all provider type settings. Some of the major components of the series include regulatory updates corresponding to CMS annual updates, core reimbursement education programs, critical access hospital cost-based reimbursement, and then the compilation of the Medicare cost report forms and all the cost reporting rules and regulations that pertain to the Medicare cost report. Some of our programs are also directed at non-finance professionals, board members, CEOs, chief operating officers, and all the way down through the entire organization. These programs are intended to provide a higher level understanding and general conceptual understanding of how these reimbursement systems work and how the hospitals are actually paid for the services being rendered. We've always known and always have experienced in the hospitals we have worked with for many, many years, when the whole organization, all the C-suite, and HR directors and the main players in the organization, including the board, have a fundamental understanding of these reimbursement systems, it helps them in performing their jobs and leading the hospital to continuous sustainability and success.
Educating healthcare professionals is one of the main goals of the Ovation Healthcare Learning Institute, and something I know you, John, along with myself, are personally passionate about. Why is this series important to hospitals and providers?
One of the primary challenges that hospitals and providers encounter is the frequency of the updates to existing regulations and the introduction of new ones. These updates can occur due to acts of Congress, presidential executive orders, shift in government policy, advancements in medical technology, and changes in the underlying reimbursement models. It is critical to understand that Medicare and Medicaid programs are of federal and state elected representatives. It's their creation, and they respond, your representatives on the federal and state level, respond to society's expectations regarding patient care, safety, access to healthcare, and affordability of healthcare services. As a result, healthcare organizations and providers must continuously monitor regulatory changes to ensure compliance, mitigate risk, and take advantage of additional reimbursements that the federal and state governments offer us. However, it can be difficult to stay up to date on these changes. Complex and technical language within the enabling legislation, law, regulations can be overwhelming for healthcare professionals. This difficulty in the regulations, the way they're written, the way the law is written, provides challenges in staying current with regulatory changes and adapting to both financially and operationally within the provider setting. By offering the reimbursement series, we're providing a fundamental training on existing reimbursement methodologies and helping hospitals and providers navigate the regulatory changes and challenges. Our insight and practical guidance serve as a valuable tool for staying informed in an ever-evolving regulatory environment and acting upon the changes as they are announced or published by the federal and state governments. As with the universe, change is constant, and the only constant is change.
Thank you for sharing, John. The regulatory environment really is ever evolving, and it can be difficult to keep up with. What are some other common challenges healthcare providers face when dealing with Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement?
There's a host of them. I'll hit on a couple. Medicare cost report compilation and reporting. We struggle. Hospitals have to be aware of any changes that have occurred during the last 12 months and adopt their cost report compilation and the reporting of certain items on the cost report. Otherwise, they would be filing a cost report that was inaccurate. Various reimbursement methodologies for all providers types to include the prospective payment systems, physician and non-physician fee schedules, state supplemental programs. These are all subject to change as well. So that the programs are tweaked annually. Sometimes there's wholesome changes, complete changes, major policy changes that occur in any particular year. Hospital designation is provided by CMS that increase hospital reimbursement, such as sole community hospital designation, Medicare geographic reclassifications. These are programs that if you take advantage of them or you qualify, then you can enhance and improve your reimbursement from CMS. Webinars discussing and explaining Medicare demonstration projects such as ACOs, global budgets, and primary care models. These are science experiments that CMS is introducing into the healthcare system. Participation is voluntary, but these demonstration projects are intended to be like science experiments. CMS is trying to figure out, and Congress is trying to figure out how to change the healthcare delivery systems and the payments hospitals and other providers receive in order to meet the federal government's goal and the state government's goal of access to care and affordability of care from the beneficiary standpoint, but also from a federal and state budget standpoint. Reimbursement impacts of changes allowing for provider financial budgeting forecasting. We've always had problems with extremely low reimbursement rates from the Medicare, and then the Medicaid reimbursement rates can be very, very low, which provides additional challenges operationally and financially. Services falling outside of current payment coverage rules and regulations. Healthcare is an evolving industry. Hospitals provide care much differently today than they did 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago. And so this affects the federal government and CMS in particular on deciding how these new services and modes of delivery of healthcare services are reimbursed. So it's always important to stay abreast of all these changes so that we know how to deliver our care and what services we provide will actually be reimbursable and payable by the federal government when we start providing those particular services.
As a lot of these topics are covered within our series, I'd like to give listeners a sneak peek into some of our recommendations. What are some strategies that healthcare providers can use to obtain their Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements?
Great question. Obtaining all Medicare, Medicaid reimbursable permissible under enabling legislations is crucial for healthcare providers to ensure financial sustainability. Without financial sustainability, quality of care to patients can suffer, as well as access to healthcare services in the community the hospital serves. Providers should obtain a fundamental understanding of the various reimbursement models, obtain knowledge on all special designations that can lead and do lead to enhanced reimbursement, staying up to date on annual changes to the regulations and payment systems. That's crucial for us from a financial budgeting and projection standpoint. And then most important, ensure hospital staff are taking advantage of education to stay current on new developments, proposed changes coming down the pipeline for the following year, and significant changes that will increase reimbursements, not just in the following year, but for many, many years into the future, or as we like to say, until Congress and or CMS change the rules again.
Great points, John. I want to reemphasize your last point about ensuring staff are staying up to date on education. After all, that's why we're here. How should providers prepare for future changes in Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement?
You're absolutely right, Caitlin. It's a challenging area, to say the least. While there are plenty of ways to prepare for future changes, the most critical suggestion is to stay informed on current and new policies. Staying informed allows providers to understand what the rules are, which leads to comprehension of the evolving regulatory landscape, including changes in payment methodologies, billing requirements, coverage criteria, and compliance standards. Participating in a series like us is vital when preparing for future changes. Our series provide summaries of Medicare program updates and changes to reimbursements, including cost reporting as published by CMS in the annual rulemaking process. The annual rules directly impact hospitals, sub-providers, physicians, other practitioners, reimbursement in forthcoming years. We schedule the webinars to correspond with CMS, publishes the proposed rules, and finalizes the rules for Medicare inpatient payment system, physician fee schedules, outpatient professional fee schedules, and then final rules approximately 30 days prior to implementation. As the old saying goes, if you don't know your history and your current status, there's no way we can possibly succeed in the future.
Thank you so much for your time today, John. That brings us to the end of this episode. And thank you to our listeners. We hope you enjoyed this introduction to our Medicare and Medicaid Healthcare Providers Reimbursement Series. Don't forget to follow us on LinkedIn at Ovation Healthcare. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to learn more about this series and the Ovation Healthcare Learning Institute, please visit ovationhc.com/education.